little bit of a review.
我们先开始有一点点复习。
And I don't have the thing to control. Oh, up, okay.
那个在上面那个。
This.Because of my travel has kind of been spread out, thank you.
可以到53吗？那个 slide 弄到53那儿。
And so I feel a little bit like we are starting over.
53, 所以我们现在要开始复习一下。没有，他是他自己跳。
But so you can remember if you were here before.
所以你们可以记住一下原来我们是从讲的是哪儿。
We have been talking about how we read and interpret scripture.
我们已经讲过怎么样解经，怎么样读经解经。
And we had looked at two steps.
我们看了，已经看过两步。
First of all, observation.
第一步是观察。
That is simply, what does it say?
就是说，那到底这个经文意味着什么呢？
And I suggested questions for you to ask.
就是我给你建议了一些可以问的问题。
Who, what, when, where, why, how?
何人何事何时何地为何？
Reading just looking for details.
然后你读的时候要读到那个细节。
If you are like me,You miss details when you read.
Oh, 如果你像我，我读的时候就老是注意不到细节。
I find sometimes I am tempted to just kind of skim across something that I'm reading.
有时候我就这么很快的读过去。
If that's the newspaper, it probably doesn't matter.
如果你读的只是新闻的话，那可能没关系。
But if it's the Bible, then I want to slow down and hear what does it say.
但是如果是圣经的话，我想要慢下来，知道圣经在讲什么。
And so I suggested to you as you read.
所以呢，我建议你读的时候，这是一些建议。
To just ask lots of questions.
然后就问很多问题。
I keep some colored pencils with my Bible.
所以我总是有一些那个有颜色的那个荧光笔。
And as I'm reading, I underline and highlight and look for patterns.
然后我读的时候呢，我就去把它给画下来，然后就找这个经文中的意思。
When you're reading, if you start to see a word that is repeated,
如果你看到那个不断出现的词
，right at the beginning, you're not even trying to figure it out. You just start to mark it.
刚开始的时候，你都不用去想到底什么意思，就把它给画下来。
And while I was in China, I was reading from Nehemiah.
在中国的时候，我在读尼希米记。
Over and over, he uses the word remember, remember, remember.
然后他意思用说你要记住，记住。
And I went through and I underlined all of these remembers.
所以我把那所有的记住给画下来。
And then I go back through and start to say, why is this word so important?
然后我就回去再去读，说为什么这个词这么重要呢？
And Nehemiah starts by saying, God, please remember us.
尼希米他开始就说神啊求你纪念我们
We're in trouble
我们现在在困难之中
But remember God you said we are your people
神啊求你纪念你说我们是你的子民
You said if we repent you will forgive us you will restore us
你说过如果我们悔改你会饶恕我们你会重新复兴我们
God remember
然后神啊求你纪念
We go a couple more chapters
然后我们再读几章
He is now working on the wall.
然后呢，现在尼希米开始建城墙了。
There's all kinds of trouble.
有各种各样的困难。
The city is full of rubble.
然后这个城市里面是到处都是乱石、荒堆。
The enemies of Israel are threatening them.
以色列的敌人在威胁他们。
And he starts to use this word again.
他就又用这个记住这个词。
But this time he says.
这一次他怎么说
？I remember.
他说我记得你说。
What God did here.I remember what God did, what God promised.
我就记得过去神做了什么，神的应许是什么。
And so since he remembers, he's encouraged.
因为他记住了这些，所以他的心被鼓励。
I go a few chapters later.
然后我再读几章。
The wall is done.
现在那个城墙建好了。
The people have settled in.
然后人们都住进去了。
And they start to break.The same laws that they broke before, God's law.
然后他们呢，这些人呢，又违背了他们从前就违背的神的律法。
And Nehemiah says.
然后尼希米就说。
Remember.
说你们要记住。
Remember God's law and remember what happened when we broke God's law.
你们要记着神的律法是什么？当你们就是不遵行神的律法的时候，到底发生了什么
？And then at the end of the book，
但是在这个尼希米记的最后
，Nehemiah prays，
然后尼希米就祷告
，And he says，
他对神说
，And I love this verse when I read，
我特别喜欢这一句话。
He is reviewing his life，
他 他就开始回顾他的一生。
And he says,
他对神说
Remember me, O God.
哦，他说神呐、啊，求你纪念我。
For good.
就是纪念我所行的。
Here is this man who has given his very best.
这个尼西米把他最好的都献给神。
And he says, God.
他说神
Here it is.
这是我给你的。
Might not have been perfect, but I did my best.
但是呢，也许不是很完美，但是却是我最好的。
Maybe there was someone else with more abilities, but I did my best.
也许别人比我更有能力，但是我把我所有的最好的献给你。
Remember me, God.
神呐、啊，求你纪念我。
For good.
然后这是他最后说。
That word for me just kind of ties the whole book together.
然后这个纪念这个词，记住这个词，把这整个书给
So observe.
看在一起。所以第二点就是观察。
Then we talked about.Interpretation.
然后我们下面就讲到解释释经。
What does it mean?
解释释经是什么意思呢
？We looked at context.
然后我们要看上下文，看语境。
Looking at the verses around it.
然后看这个这句话周围的经节。
Let me just give you an example. Philippians 4, because that's where
我们现在我们看那个腓立比第四章。
Four.
腓立比第四章。
Verse 13.
腓立比第四章第十三节。
I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Today we're going to be looking at application.
今天我们是要重点在讲。
And the first thing I'm going to say about application really is going back to interpretation.
我们要讲的应用，首先我们先回到释经解释。
Because it says we have to know the text.
因为他告诉我们要知道这个上下文，知道这个语，这句话到底在讲什么。
We have to know what it is we're reading and what it means.
就是我们读的是什么，它的应用是什么。
I think this application step is the hardest.
我觉得这个应用当然是最难的一步。
Many of us are pretty good at reading it.
我们读有些的很，有些人很擅长于读。
We learn to be pretty good at understanding and interpreting it.
我们也理解得很好，我们也解释得很好。
But sometimes we are like my friend Robert.
有的时候我就像我的朋友罗伯特。
Who said to me several years ago.
他很多年前对我说。
I want to talk to you about what the Bible teaches about this question.
他说我想要跟你讨论一下这个圣经上对于这个问题的教导。
And we began to look at what the Bible said.
然后我们就去看圣经上是怎么讲的。
And after a few minutes, he closed his Bible and he said, I already know what it says.
然后他过了几分钟就把圣经合起来说我知道我圣经上讲的是什
么。And I actually already know what it means.
我也知道这个经文是什么意思。
I just don't want to do it.
但是我就是不想做。
He was fine with observation.
他观察的没问题。
He was fine with interpretation.
他解释的也没有问题。
He didn't want to apply.
但是他却不想应用在他的生活中。
James said it like this.
那个雅各是这么说的。
Anyone who is a hearer of the word and not a doer is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and goes away and forgets what he looks like.
雅各是这么说，因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
It is possible to do the first two steps very well.
也可能你头两步都做得很好。
To read it.
你就读了，读经文。
To make good notes on it.
你也写了很好的笔记。
To understand it, interpret it.
了解得很清楚，你也能够解释得很清楚。
But not.To live it out.
但是却没有把这个活出来。
And so, James says.
所以雅各就说。
The doer who does what he reads.
这个是身体力行者，这个行道的人。
Is the one who will be blessed in his doing.
而就在他所行的事上必然得福。
We observe, we interpret.
我们观察，我们解释。
We apply.
我们应用。
The first thing I want to say about applying really is a bit of a review because the first thing if I'm going to apply scripture, I must know the, first of all, the text.
这个身体应用呢首先呢有点复习因为首先我们要知道这个经文在讲什么。
And that's why those first two steps are so important.
所以这头两步是很重要的。
I told you when we first started looking at this.
当我们刚开始讲这个课的时候。
It seems to me many people jump immediately to step three.
我就觉得很多人就一下子跳到第三步。
This is how it sounds like in a Bible study.
比如像查经里面怎么样的呢?
We read a verse of scripture.
然后我们就读了一节经文。
And someone says, what this means to me is...
然后有人就说哦，这节经文对我的解释，对我来讲是。
And then some interpretation of what it means to me.
然后他就有一些解释，就是说这个经文对他是什么意思。
But we really need to start not with what does it mean to me.
但是我们应该开始于不是说这个经文对我意味着什么。
But what did it mean to the person who wrote it?
而是说首先说这个经文对写这个经文的人就是当时的作者意味着什么。
You know, if you were to leave today and go talk to someone.
如果你今天出去跟什么人讲话。
And say, there was a preacher who preached at our church Sunday.
今天有一个讲员。
He preached on Hosea.
他今天早上讲了这个何西阿。
Oh, what did he say?
然后那人就说，哎，讲了什么
？Well, what he said, what it meant to me was.
对我来讲，这个是。
And then you start telling something that has absolutely nothing to do with what I said, might be the opposite of what I said.
然后呢，你就开始讲的那个东西跟我讲的完全没有关系，或者是跟我讲的完全相反。
And I hear this.
然后我就听到这个。
I'm going to say, Brother Charles.
然后我就说，查理弟兄。
I don't care what it meant to you. Here's what I said.
你对你意味着什么，并不重要。我讲的是这样的。
Let's start by knowing the text.
首先呢，我们要开始真正的知道这个经文在讲什么。
I picked Philippians 4 because it's a good example to me of a text that people like to apply, but they don't know the text.
这个为什么我讲腓立比四章十三节？因为大家很喜欢用这个经文，却不知道这个经文到底应用是怎么样应用的。
Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
保罗说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
I've heard this verse many times.
我听到过很多人用这个经文。
An athlete wins a game.
然后比如说一个运动员他赢了比赛。
And they say, I knew I could win.
他说我知道我一定会赢。
I knew I was going to win today because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我知道我今天一定会赢，为什么呢？因为我知道靠着那加给我力量的，我什么都能做。
And I always think that on the other side of the room,
然后我就想说，哎，在这个房间的另外一头
is a poor guy in tears.
然后有一个人就听到了
who is saying, I memorized the same verse.
然后有个人说，哎，这句经文我也背过呀
I wrote it on my mirror too.
我也写在我的那个房间里了
And I lost.
但是我却输掉了
Both of them.Have made the mistake they don't know the text.
他们两个都犯了错误，他们不知道这个经文到底是什么意思。
Faith healers.
尤其是那个。
If you have enough faith.
就是那个叫做信仰治疗师，他们说如果你的信心足够大。
Will be healed.
你一定会得痊愈。
Because Paul said.
因为保罗说了。
You can do anything through Christ.
你就是靠着他加给你力量的，靠着耶稣基督，你什么都能做。
And I hear that.
然后我就听到这个。
And I think, you know, the same guy who wrote that, Paul,
就是保罗写这封信的保罗
said three times.
三次他说什么呢
？I asked God to take away a thorn in the flesh.
他说我三次我求神把我身上的刺给挪去。
And he said no.
但是神说不。
Oh, if only Paul had had enough faith.
如果保罗有足够的信心
，I don't think that's the problem.
那应该就没问题啊。
I've heard television evangelists.
然后有那个电视上的布道家。
God wants to make you rich.
神很让你很富有。
And you can do anything through Christ.
你靠着基督，你任何事情都可以做。
All you need to do.
你所有要做的就是。
Is believe.
你就是要相信。
And send me $100.
然后再给我寄100块钱。
And you can do all things through Christ.
你就靠着耶稣基督，你可以做凡事都能做。
But if I know the text,
但是如果你真的知道这个
，and I read before it,
你再读读那个他前面讲什么
，I find out that where is Paul when he writes this?
你就想保罗写这封书信是在什么情况下呢
？He's in prison.
他在监狱里。
And he's not saying I can be released.
他没有说。
He doesn't know what's going to happen. He's in prison.
他不知道下面会发生什么。他在监狱。
And he says, verse 12, I know how to be brought low.
然后保罗说，我知道怎样处卑贱。
I know how to have plenty.
也知道怎样处丰富。
In every circumstance,
我都得了秘诀。
I have learned the secret.
我已经得了秘诀。
Of plenty and hunger.
或饱足或饥饿
abundance and need
或有余或缺乏
and what is the secret
它的秘诀是什么呢
I can do all things
就是我靠着那
through Christ
加给我力量的凡事都做
which means
它的意思是
I may be hungry
也许我很饥饿
but if so
如果如此
I can face hunger through Christ who strengthens me
我可以面对饥饿靠着耶稣加给我的力量我可以面对饥饿
or
或者
I may have plenty.
或者我有有余。
And if so,
如果是这样的话
I can face plenty through Christ who strengthens.
我也靠着那加给我力，基督加给我力量的。
And you say, well, that one would be easy. I'll pick that one.
你说哦，那个有余当然是很容易了，我要选那样。
But Paul understands something very important.
但是保罗理解一件很重要的事情。
Sometimes,
有的时候
it is more difficult to face plenty.And hold on to my spiritual integrity and my spiritual devotion than to face hunger.
有的时候呢，你在那个很富足的情况下，你还要紧紧的抓住你的那个属灵上的正直，跟你属灵上对神的那种忠心，其实比你在缺乏的情况下更困难。
Because when I'm in trouble,
因为当你有难处的时候
I say, God, it's you and me in this.
你就会得说神啊你跟我同在
And I really need you to help me here
我真的需要你的帮助
Right?
对不对
But when everything's going great
但每件事情都很平安顺利的时候
I can be tempted to say Oh don't worry God I can handle this one
你的诱惑是什么就是说神啊我自己可以解决这个问题
Life's going well I think I can do it
那个生活都很顺利我自己可以面对
Paul writes to the Philippians
但是保罗是从菲利比这个地方写的
And he says to them
他对菲利比的教会说
In trouble
不管是在难处中
In blessing
或者是在祝福当中
In hunger
不管是在饱饥饿中或者在饱足中
Wherever you are
不管你在什么样的情况下
You can do all things
你可以做凡事都能做
You can face whatever comes
你可以面对所有的境况
Through him,
就是
who gives strength,
就是靠着那加给你力量的。
I need to know the text.
我需要知道这个经文到底在讲什么。
In this case, all things is not a promise of success.
这个的凡事并不是一个对成功的应许。
It's a contentment in all circumstances.
而是在所有的境况之下，你都有那个知足，都有满足。
Through Christ.
而是靠着基督耶稣。
I must know myself if I'm going to apply scripture.
在你这个你要知道你自己在你应用经文的时候。
First Timothy, Paul is writing to a young pastor.
那个保罗在对提摩太前书上给提摩太说。
And he gives him this instruction.
他给他这样的一个教导。
Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训。
He's saying, Timothy,
和提摩太啊
watch carefully the text.
你要仔细的就是谨慎你的这个教训。
Know the teaching.
你要知道你自己也要了解你自己的教训。
But Timothy,
和提摩太
also know yourself.
也要了解你自己知道你自己。
Keep a close watch on yourself.
你要留意注意你自己。
Because that is how I'm going to see how the text applies to me in my situation.
你只有这样，你才知道说这些经文对你自己和你的境况是怎么应用的。
Here is where I start to move from. What does it say?
然后这里就是我从那个经文上所讲，它的意思是什么
？What did it mean in their world?
在他们当时的世界，这个经文到底是什么意思
？To.
然后我就开始转移到。
What does it mean in my world?
就是在我的世界，我的情况下，
How do
它是什么意思？我怎么样把这个应用到我自己的生活中？
I've already given you a bit of an example.
我刚才已经给大家讲了一些例子。
Because when I read Philippians 4:13,
当我读腓立比四章十四节的时十三节的时候
，If I know myself,
如果我了解我自己
，I'm going to realize, you know, the dangerous part for me.
我就说对我来讲危险的地方是什么呢
？Is really not the in hunger.
不是说在饥饿中的这种危险。
Because I'm pretty good at begging God for help.
因为呢在那个难处的时候呢我很擅长于求神的帮助
If, when I know myself, I realize that it is in plenty
我了解我自己的话我就知道说是在饱足之中
that I am tempted
我所面临的试探就是
to take God for granted
就是觉得神给我的一切都是理
所当然 and become so wrapped up in all the things I'm doing and the success that I think I have that I forget him
然后我就是只是专注于自己的事情，专注于神给我的成功，我就把神都忘记了。
Now I need to know that because that then becomes the kind of red flag that when I start to see everything going well, I need to remember. You know, Philippians 4 is talking to me.
Yeah, 就是说对我来讲，就是我要知道这个，我了解我自己，那我就知道当每一样事情都很顺利，都很富足的时候，那时候可能就是个红灯，就是说菲利比书是这么说的。
So I need to know myself, my weaknesses, the danger points for my life.
所以你要知道你自己，知道你的那个软弱在什么地方。
How many of you are pretty good at knowing what someone else needs from Scripture?
多少人很擅长知道说在经文中看到那个人的需要。
You know,
对
I know your weakness, I know your weakness, I know what you need.
我知道你的软弱，知道你的弱点在什么地方，我知道你需要的是什么。知道别人的需要。
But for some of us,
但是对于我们其中的某些人，
we're not so good,
我们却不擅长
at seeing what we need.
就看不到说我们自己的需要，我们自己需要那个软弱在什么地方。
Jesus talked about the person who sees a tiny little speck in his brother's eye.
主耶稣就讲到说看到弟兄眼中的刺。
And he says, here, let me help you with that.
他说，哎，来，我帮帮你，眼中有个刺。
But he has a 2x4 coming out of his head.
4英尺长。
And so every time he tries to get close, he whacks him in the head with the 2x4.
在他的眼睛里，他每次看人刺的时候，那个大棍子就打到那个人的脸上。
And he can't figure out what's wrong.
然后他就那个说，
He says, if you would just hold still, I can get this speck out. Whack.
他就说，哎，你在那儿别动了，我把你的刺从你眼中挪去，然后你那个大板子一下过去就把这个人给打昏了。
But here's the thing.
然后这个是问题。
The person with the 2x4 has no idea.
这个眼中有两目的人，他不知道自己眼中有个4英尺长的梁木。
Right?
对不对？他自己不知道。
I mean, if he knew that, he would do something about it.
如果他知道他真的有一个那么大的梁木在他的眼中，他可以做点什么。
He doesn't see it.
但是他却自己看不到。
Several years ago.
很多年前。
One of the students in a class.
我班上的一个学生。
Said to me.
对我说。
You know, you always look mad at us.
他说，你看上去好像总是不高兴的样子。
You never smile.
你都从来不笑。
And I said, that's not right.
我说那可不对啊。
And I'm a very positive, optimistic teacher.
我是一个很正面的，很鼓励人的一个老师啊。
And I made the mistake of asking Sue.
但是我犯的错误是没问我太太。
And she said, yeah, you really don't smile very much.
然后我太太说，好像是这样，你好像不经常笑。
And that can't be right.
我说的这肯定不对。
So I asked one of my children.
然后我就问我的一个孩子。
No, you really don't smile very much.
然后孩子说，你确实不怎么爱笑。
What I thought was, you know, I don't have any problem at all, was actually a big 2x4.
我自己觉得我是什么问题都没有，实际上是一个4英尺长的梁木。
We are not very good at knowing ourselves.
我们其实不太能够了解自己。
That's why now I smile very much as I'm teaching.
所以当我现在教导的时候，我尽量的多笑。
I've really improved on that.
我在这方面确实有提高。
Know the text.
所以你要知道这个经文。
Know ourselves.
然后了解你自己。
Where are the places I need?To apply this.
就是我在我生活中的哪一方面我需要应用。
In my devotions.
在我的灵修中。
I will highlight things I see.
我就把我看到的我就画出来。
I will write out at the side questions. That's the interpretation for me.
然后我就会在那个旁边写下来那个对我的解释。
And then very often I will put just a big A beside a verse.
然后在一个经文旁边我还会大大的做个记号。
That means
那什么意思呢
it's something I need to apply.
那个 A 呢就是表示说我应该应用在我自己的生活中。
And there what I'm trying to do is not, ah, there is something my wife needs to apply. Let me put an A there.
然后不是说我看到这个经文说哎这个是我太太应该应用的我在那儿旁边做个记号。
Ah, the next time I see so-and-so, I'm going to talk to him about here. Let me put, no.
然后哎这个经文是那个弟兄或者姐妹需要应用的我在那儿写了下一次我告诉他。
The A means,
这个 A 是什么意思呢
it's something I need to apply.
就是应用就是自我应该用的。
I need to look at this in my life. So, know myself.
要在我身体中是身体力行的，所以你要了解你自己。
Then, as I'm trying to apply scripture, I must relate it to the rest of my life.
就是再一个呢，我就是要把这个经文联系在我生活中的各个层面。
In other words,
另外
how does this work in the real world?
就是这个在我现实的世界中是如何有能够实施出来呢？
Because for many of us,
对我们很多人来讲，
our Bible,
我们的圣经呢，
and our church,
还有我们的教会，
is the religious box of our life.
是在我们的这个宗教的这个盒子里面。
And then the rest of our life is the, we say, the real world.
但是我们的生活中的别的方面呢，我们就说这是我们的现实生活，实际生活。
I've had people say to me,
有人对我说，
I was talking to someone about a topic and they said, you know, this is what I believe in my religion.
有的人就我讲到一个题目，有人说这是我在我的那个宗教的信仰里边，我相信的。
But I have found out that it really doesn't work in my business.
但是我觉得在我的做生意中呢，却这个东西
So I'm having to learn, they said, I am having to learn how to keep the two separate.
所以他说我就学会了把这两个世界分开。
I thought, you know, that's probably not a good thing to learn.
我觉得他学的这个东西可不是
好东西。How to keep my Christian faith from interfering with my business.
就是学到了说怎么样让我的基督徒的这个信仰不要影响到我的现实生活。
John Wesley, John Wesley wrote,
约翰·威斯里说，
The gospel knows no religion but social religion.
就是约翰·威斯里说，这个基督的福音不是说只是在你的宗教世界中，而是在你的整个的社会的各方面。
No holiness but social holiness.
不是说只是一个单独的圣洁，而是在社会中的一个圣洁。
In other words, he said,
另外一个意思就是说，
We don't become a holy people.
我们不会变成一个圣洁的人。
We don't become God's people.
我们不是成为神的子民。
By withdrawing from our world,
而是说从这个世界中退离出来，隐居出来。
Setting up a monastery,
我们比如说有个修道院，我们住在那儿。
With a sign out front that says only holy people should enter.
然后那个修道院的门口有个标志说只有圣洁的人才可以进来。
True holiness, he said,
真正的圣洁呢
is holiness that is lived in daily life.
而是在日常生活中所活出来的这种圣洁。
And so that requires me to read scripture.
所以这就要求我读圣经的时候
and not to ask,
不是去问说
what is the religious application of this text?
这个经文在这个宗教上的意思是什么呢？
But to ask,
而是去问说
how do I live this text? Today,
我怎么样把这节经文身体力行的在我今天的生活中活出来
？In daily life,
在每天的生活中。
So I don't say, okay, Philippians 4.
所以我不是说哦，腓立比书四章十四节。
On Sunday when I go to church,
星期天我去教会的时候
，I'm going to pray really hard.
我就好好的祷告，努力的祷告。
God will give me strength.
神呢，给我力量。
And now, Monday I go to work.
星期一上班了。
I'm on my own.
然后我就是一个人。
No.
然后你就说。
I say on Monday.
我在星期一我也说。
Whatever situation I'm in.
不管我在什么样的境况。
I face it with peace.
我靠着有心里有平安来面对它。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because I can do all things.
因为我靠着他加给我力量的。
I can face every situation.
我可以面对靠着他加给力量，我可以面对任何情况。
Through Christ.
靠着基督。
Who gives me strength?
因为他给我力量。
I have read the book of Psalms many times.
我很多读了那个诗篇读了很多遍。
I have taught the book of Psalms.
我也教过诗篇。
And so I'm a little embarrassed to say that until Friday I had never seen this verse.
但是我有点不好意思说。到星期五之前，我好像从来没有读过这一句经文。
And I have read it many times. I just never saw it.
我就是读了很多遍，但是我从来没有想过。
And it's not in the notes I gave you. I apologize.
他这个经文没告诉，提前告诉我。
Translating for me is dangerous.
给我翻译可是不是。
But it's okay. You can do all things. That's what the verse says.
他刚刚说，靠着加给力量的，我可以做任何事情，就是我什么都能办。
Listen to this verse.
我们就是这个经文是。
Thursday, I came across this.
今天早上我偶然读到星期五。
I have calmed and quieted my soul.
Please tell me where it come from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Psalm 131.
诗篇131篇 ，which verse？
Verse 2。
第二节，我的心平稳安静。
I have calmed and quieted my soul。
我的心平稳安静。
Like a weaned child with its mother。
好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀里。
Like a weaned child is my soul within me。
我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
And I read that。
然后我就读这节经文。
You know that's in there。
我说这是什么？
I have calmed and quieted my soul.
他说我自己让我的心平稳安静。
Paul is saying the same thing.
保罗说的是同样一件事。
I can do all things.
我可以凡事都能做。
Through Christ.
靠着基督。
Who gives me strength.
那加给我力量。
And because of that.
因为有这样的情况。
My soul can be. Isn't that a beautiful word?
所以我的心平稳安静，那是不是很美？
Calm.
我的心是平稳安静。
Last 2 weeks ago when I flew home.
两个星期前当我飞回来的时候。
Got on the plane in Hong Kong.
然后从那个香港上飞机。
Sit down.
坐下来。
And right behind me.
在我后边。
Is a mother.
有个妈妈。
And 3 children.
带着三个孩子。
4 of them in the 3 seats.
然后呢四个人坐在那个只坐了三个座位。
Either the father wasn't on the plane.
或者爸爸不在飞机上。
Or he was up in first class.
或者爸爸自己去坐头等舱了。
The oldest child must have been 6.
这个最大的孩子可能就6岁。
Just big enough that he could reach my seat with his feet. That's how.
所以六岁为什么只知道六岁？他可以在前面不停地踢我的椅子。
They are going to advertise now on Delta free massage.
然后他们应该在那个 Delta 上面说哦，免费的按摩。
But here's what amazed me.
让我惊奇的是什么？
And the little baby starts to wail.
当那个飞机起飞的时候，这个小婴孩就开始。
Loudly,
很声音很大。
And I'm thinking,
我就想着说
，14 hours,
14个小时的飞机啊
，14 hours,
要14个小时啊。
I knew I wasn't going to be able to sleep.
我知道我不能睡觉。
But really?
但是真的是这样吗
？Lord, I've been trying to serve you over here. This is what you're going to do to me?
主啊，我在这里要服侍你，这就是你要给我回报吗
？But this mother was wonderful.
但这个妈妈很棒。
他
就抱起来这个孩子，这个婴孩。
She starts to talk to the baby.
然后他就开始摸这个。
Pretty soon.
很快的。
The baby.
这个
quiet.
这个孩子就没有声音了。
Calm.
很安静，很
quiet.
非常安静，没有声音。
After a while, the girl who's a couple years older.
又过了几分钟，这个大概2-3岁。
I'm tired.
又开始哭说，我累了。
The mother starts to talk to the little girl.
然后妈妈又抱着那个小女孩。
She calms down.
然后这个女孩也开始安静下来。
Before we got off the plane, I said to that lady.
然后当我们下飞机之前，我对这个妈妈说
，I am amazed at how you handle your children.
我看你真的是管你的孩子真的是很棒，真的很惊奇。
Then I come home and I read in Psalm.
然后我这回来之后，我读这个诗篇。
I have calmed and quieted my soul.
他说我的灵魂在我里面平稳安静。
Like a weaned child.
就像那个断过奶的孩子在母亲怀里。
And you see, applying scripture is not just what does it mean on Sunday.
应用经文并不是说这个经文在星期天对我意味着什么。
But Wednesday or Thursday this week,
星期三、星期四的这个星期
you're going to have some kind of a battle at work.
你在那个工作中会有一些冲突。
And everyone is going to be stressed.
然后每个大家都压力很大，都很紧张。
And Paul says,
保罗说
，In Christ, and that's the key.
这个秘诀是在基督里。
You can face all things.
你可以面对任何的情况。
And Psalm says,
然后诗篇说
，That at work,
在你的工作岗位上
，Put the name of your company in there.
把你的那个公司的名字放在那儿。
And as hard as it is to believe,
虽然是很难相信。
At where do you work, brother?
你在哪个公司工作？没人敢。
Blackberry.
不是 No 黑。
Psalm says.
他说黑莓公司啊。
At Blackberry.
在黑莓公司。
I can calm and quiet my soul.
我可以在那边有 maybe he just inform 他的心可以平稳安静。
Isn't that amazing?
那是不是很令人惊奇？
And you may say, well, that won't work for my company.
你说对我的公司可不适用。
Try it.
试一下。
Because scripture is to be lived out in our daily life.
因为这个经文是可以，也是应该被活出来在我们每天的生活中。
And it seems to me that what happens far too often is we put scripture in this box.
但是很多时候我们把这个经文就放在这个信仰这个宗教的盒子里面。
And it deals with all of those things.
它只是说好像就在这个盒子里边的东西。
But it doesn't deal.
但是却没有办法处理。
I have to apologize in advance, but I cannot use this.
但是我先向你们道歉，但是我
It doesn't deal with a piano teacher who has a student like Joshua.
不像说这个对我这个有一个像小关那样的这样的一个钢琴老师对我这个经文没有。
I'm joking.
我就是在开玩笑。
But do you understand?
了解吗
？I do as a piano teacher need to remember.
作为钢琴老师，我要记住的是。
That when I am frustrated because this student doesn't seem to be getting it right,
因为这个学生好像怎么都弄不好的时候，当我非常的懊恼的时候
，that I can calm and quiet,
我可以平静安稳
，in Christ,
因为靠的在基督里面平静安稳。
Wherever we find ourselves, Scripture relates.
不管我们发现那个任何的场那个环境。经文都可以应用到我们的生活中。
But I have to connect it to my world.
但是这些经文呢，必须要跟我们的世界是相关联的。
Third.
第三步。
By the way, Joshua is not a student who causes me to.
哦，我要解释一下，那个小关没有让我很懊恼的，不是一个让我很懊恼的学生。第三步。
Third.
第三步。
Practice.
就是操练。
The goal for reading it, studying it.
所有的这个读圣经还有你研读圣经的目标就是要把它活出来
I like this word practice
我很喜欢这个操练这个词
because see practicing implies
操练意味着是
that maybe I don't have it all together yet
我可能没有说把每件事情都弄好
but I'm working to get better at it
但是我在努力让自己提高变得更好
that's why I practice
所以呢，我就在不断的操练。
Which always makes me nervous to go to a doctor who is practicing medicine.
所以呢，每次去看医生，医生如果他是这种实践医生，我就很紧张。
I always wish they would use a different word. That doesn't seem right.
我希望他们不要用这个实践医生、实习医生，我就很紧张。
But Paul uses words like this.
但是保罗用这样的词。
We are runners.
第一个呢，他用说我们是运动员，赛跑的人，我们是士兵。
We're farmers.
我们是农夫。
These are words that are about pushing, keep it going.
他这个意思代表的就是说你在
A runner doesn't stop halfway through the race.
你一个赛跑的人，你不会说跑一半就停下来。
A soldier doesn't stop in the middle of the battle and say, you know what, I think it's time for a break.
也一个士兵也不会打仗打到一半说，哎呦，我需要休息一阵了。
A farmer doesn't stop plowing until he finishes the job.
那个农夫也不会犁地犁到一半就停下来。
The Christian life is about, Paul says, running with endurance.
基督徒的生活，保罗就说是在于那个坚韧不拔的、忍耐的往前跑。
And so, I've got to practice. I've got to put it into practice.
所以我需要把这个应用在我的实际生活中。
I've got to say, God.
我要对神说。
Where is it in my life?
在我的生命中
that I need to apply this truth.
我应该把这个真理应用在我的生活中
and start to grow and develop.
然后我就可以成长
Earlier this year,
今年开始的时候
I shouldn't give you examples from my life, but I don't know yours.
我不应该把我的用我的生活来做例子，但是我不知道你的生活。
You'd probably be aggravated if you told me then I had used it as an example for everybody, right?
我的学生可能会用着急用我用他们来做例子。
But I realized.
但是我意识到
that I had a tendency to see all of the negative problems.
我的那个倾向就是我可以看到这个所有的这个负面的东西。
And become more and more burdened by them.
然后我就因为看到都是负面的东西，我的担子就越来越重。
And so in the back of my daily calendar,
所以在我每天的这个日历中
，I just started to write a list of things to be thankful for.
然后我就在背面写上我应该感谢的事情。
And as I would start to become frustrated,
所以当我懊恼的时候
Very often I'll turn back to that.
所以我就看我这个日历的背面。
Oh, I can be thankful for this.
我可以为这件事感恩。
I should be thankful for this.
啊，我也可以为这件事感恩。
Why? Because I'm trying to learn to practice.
因为我这样做是因为我在努力学习操练。
Philippians 4:13.
就是腓立比书四章十三节。
I'm trying to learn to practice this kind of quiet, calm confidence in God.
我就是在操练学习有那种平稳安静对神的信心。
And for me, one way to do that,
有一个对我来讲的方法、就
是、is to remember when he has taken care of things before.
对我来讲我就记住神在过去怎么样来照看我。
And that will remind me,
这就会让我想起
of the past,
在过去。
And give me some confidence that, you know what, he can probably handle it today too.
说神在过去这样照顾我他现在肯定也能照顾我。
So, I know the text.
所以我首先知道这个经文。
I know myself.
然后我也了解我自己。
I start to ask, how does this relate to my daily life?
然后我就问说，这些怎么可以应用在我的日常生活中，每生活的方方面面。
And then I say,
然后我就说，神。
I want to put this into practice.
我想把这些放在我的实际生活中。
I don't just want to have some notes in a notebook somewhere.
我不是说只是想做笔记。
But I want to put it into practice.
我是想把这个用在我的生活中。
And as you do that,
当你这样做的时候
as I do that,
就像我当我开始这样做的时候
I start to find out to our amazement sometimes,
有的时候我们就发现让我们令我们都令我们自己吃惊
that God's word actually works.
神的话语真的是有功效的。
It is written for the real world.
这个神的这个话是为我们这个真实现实的世界所写的。
I've asked my students sometimes,
我有时候问我的学生
Who is the smartest person who ever lived?
谁是那个历史上生活中最聪明的人
And they will tell me,
他们就会说
Plato,
他们说柏拉图
Socrates,
苏格拉底
Solomon,
所罗门
Very rarely do they give me the right answer.
但是很少给我正确答案。
What's the right answer?
谁什么是那个正确答案是什么
Jesus.
耶稣
Right?
对
And we put him in a box of, well, yes, of course, he was very great religious knowledge. No, he was smart.
然后我们就把他放在一个盒子里说哦他是那个
宗
教上最伟大的人物但是他很聪明他很有智慧
He knew how life works.
他知道这个生活是怎么运转的
And so what that means is this.
对我们意味着什么呢
The advice that he gives.
他所有给我们的这些建议
Is perfectly valid advice for the real world.
是完美的，在这个世界上是可以活出来的。
And if we will learn that,
如果我们真的学习到
it starts to make sense of life.
这个你的生活就会开始明白，就是到底是什么意义。
I have been reading over the last few weeks the Sermon on the Mount.
最近几个星期我在读《登山宝训》。
Just every day reading it every day.
每天我都在读《登山宝训》。
And as I read it.
当我这样读的时候，当我就开始联系的时候
，at the very simple practicality of his sermon，
就是他的这个登山宝训是那么简单，那么可以实行在真正的生现实的生活中。
You have heard that it was said to those of old, "Do not murder."
你就说过不要不可杀人。
And whoever murders will be liable to judgment.
说凡杀人的都必受审判。
Well, yeah.
你说当然了。
But I say to you,
但是主耶稣说，我对你们说
，Don't be angry with your brother.
不要对人生气，对你的兄弟弟兄生气。
Don't despise your brother. Insult. He uses the word insult.
他就说，也不要轻视你的弟兄。
Don't say you fool. Don't
也不要说骂你兄弟是愚笨的。
Now Jesus is not just giving here a set of mystical religious instructions.
主耶稣不是给我们一套神秘的这个宗教的教导。
What he is saying is this.
他说的是什么呢
？Behind the act of murder,
在这个谋杀的这个背后呢
，is anger.
后边是怒气。
Is looking down on this person as unworthy.
就是看那个人觉得他很不值，没有价值。
And if I don't allow that kind of thoughts in my life,
如果我不允许那样的思想进到我的生命中
I really am not going to ever have a problem with murder.
你就根本不会有凶杀的问题
Right?
对不对
Because it'll be fairly easy not to murder a person that I'm not angry with and I don't look down on and I don't despise in any way.
对不对？如果你对这个人也没有生气，你也不会说看不起，那你不会去想到谋杀人。
Right?
是不是？
He says, you've heard that it was said, don't commit adultery.
保那个主耶稣说，说过不可奸淫。
But I say,
但是他说，
don't look on a woman with lustful intent.
凡是就是带着这个淫念看妇人的。
Now he's not just putting this religious instruction over here that, you know, we all know it isn't very practical, but yeah, you know, it had to be in the Bible, he put it there.
然后就是说，哦，这个好像是只是在圣经里面讲，你要是在属于宗教的。
No.
但是不是这样的。
He's saying, yep.
他说，
think the right way.
男生们，你们好好想一想。
Guard your eyes and your thoughts.
就是在你保守你的眼睛。
And you're going to stay out of these areas of danger.
你就会不会碰到那些危险。
Why?
为什么？
Because he was smart.
因为你很聪明。
He was wise.
因为主耶稣很聪明，很有智慧。
And he knew that we start down this path and soon we're in trouble.
他就知道如果我们走上这条道路，最后我们就会有麻烦。
And so he said, you know what? Let's just stop it right up here.
所以主耶稣就说，就算你刚开始的时候就要停止。
That'll be the easiest place to stop it.
然后呢，你就离开这个危险了。
Applying says.
然后应用是说，
God knows me better than I know myself.
神对我比我自己更了解自己。
And so if I live out what he says,
如果我能够照着他的话去生活的话，
my life will start to make sense.
我的生活就会有意义，就会比较明了。
All right, I have one more thing on application we'll do next time.
Yeah, 我再讲一点。
Which will be in August.
然后就是下个月了。
My apologies, I'm leaving again.
对大家要道歉的是我又要出门了。
And then I should be back for a long time. Thank you.
然后要过很久才回来，开玩笑，就是再过两星期就回
来。All right, let's finish with prayer.
然后我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your goodness.
主啊，我们为你的良善感恩。
I thank you for your word.
为你的话语感谢。
Word that was written to guide us.
你的话语是为了要引导我们。
To help us to live lives that are full and what you made us to be.
然后你就是要让我们活出来你所要让我们活出来的样子。
Teach us to hear your word.
帮助我们教导我们学习能够听到你的声音。
And to live it out.
能把这个你的话语活出来。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告。